أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون. ومن يتول الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا فإن حزب الله هم الغالبون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الذين اتخذوا دينكم هزوا ولعبا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم والكفار أولياء واتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين. وإذا ناديتم إلى الصلاة اتخذوها هزوا ولعبا ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون. قل يا أهل الكتاب هل تنقمون منا إلا أن آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل من قبل وأن أكثركم فاسقون. Verily, your only friend is Allah, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the believers, those who establish regular salah and zakah, and they are humble. And whoever turns to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to the believers for friendship, then he must remember that the party of Allah Ta'ala must triumph. O you who believe, do not take up those who take your religion for play and amusement, whether they be people of the book, whether they be the people of the book before you, or the kuffar. So don't take them up as your friends. And fear Allah Ta'ala if you are true in your faith. And when you proclaim the call and the adhan for salah, they take it up as ridicule and sports. This is because they are a people that have no brains. O people of the book, do you disapprove of us only because we say we believe in Allah and we believe in the revelations that came to us and that came before us? But most of them and most of you are transgressors. So there is no apparent reason for these people disapproving and hating our way. Our way is quite clear, that we believe in all the books. We believe in Allah Ta'ala with all His attributes and believe in all the divine messages. So this is not a point of contention, rather a point of reflection, that where do you part away from the believers? What is the parting point? قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرِّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Must I show you something worse as judged by the treatment received from Allah, those who incurred the curse of Allah Ta'ala, His wrath, and He transformed them into apes and swines, and the worshippers of Shaitan. They are far, far worse off in rank, and they have drifted far away from the straight path. And these people, when they come to you, they say, we do believe. Whereas they have come in with disbelief and left with the same. And Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of what they conceal. And many of them will you see racing each other in sin and wrong and eating forbidden things. Indeed, bad and evil are their works. Why did not the godly and the learned amongst them prevent them from their evil words, from wrong utterances, and eating of haram and forbidden things? Indeed, evil are their habits and ways. There's two important points here. One is this, these people had steeped into wrong so deeply that sin and transgression became an addiction. And it became such an addiction that they would actually compete with each other, race with each other in wrong and in transgression. Like that person who's committed himself to righteousness, and righteousness becomes a habit in him, then he competes with each other, they compete with each other in righteousness. They find an enjoyment, a satisfaction, fulfillment. And in fact, they would try and compete with each other in righteousness and good works. By the same token, when a person becomes addicted to wrong, then they begin to become blatant, brazen about the wrong that they are doing, and they will race each other in sin and transgression. So they will do it, and they will do it very eagerly. Allah Ta'ala protect us. When we get into this, then we don't realize that we are actually competing with each other in wrong and in transgression. Sometimes they are apparent, sometimes they are discreet. The second point that the Quran Sharif brings to our attention, that overall enjoining the good and forbidding the evil is the work of every person, every believer. But more so ever, it is the work of the learned and the godly. Rabbaniyun wal ahbar, the learned and the godly, this is their work. So why didn't they stop them? Why didn't they stop their people from wrong utterances and eating of haram? But the fact is this, they had become habitual sinners. When it became a habit, then they couldn't see the wrong. They couldn't feel the wrong they were perpetrating and they were steeped in. Again, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Jews, how blatant they became and how defiant. When they defied and they rejected, then Allah Ta'ala stopped His favors upon them. And then instead of them coming to the senses, thinking correctly, they became even more stubborn in their ways. The Jews began to say that Allah Ta'ala's hand, na'uzu billah, is tied up. Be their hands tied up, and be they cursed for what they say. Rather, the hands of Allah Ta'ala are open. He spends as He pleases. Nothing exhausts. The treasures of Allah Ta'ala are never exhausted. They are spread out all the time, but He spends as He pleases. Nobody dictates to Him that how He must spend. And the revelation that is sent to you from your Rabb increases many of them in sin and in disbelief. And amongst them we have placed enmity and hatred lasting till the day of Qiyamah. Whenever they kindle the fire of war, we put it off, and they strive to do mischief in the earth, and Allah Ta'ala doesn't love such mischief makers. This becomes, unfortunately, their work, mischief and mischief. They can't rest at ease. They will not let anybody else also be at ease. Continuous striving against some mischief, some corruption, some evil throughout the world. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. Had the people of the book believed and been righteous, then we would have blotted out their sins, and we would have admitted them into gardens of bliss. Had they only stood firmly on the Torah, the Injil, and the revelations sent to them from their Rabb, they would have eaten and enjoyed from all directions, from above and from below. And amongst them are a people that follow the right cause, but most of them, many of them, evil are their works. Their works are miserable, evil and horrible. May Allah give us tawfiq.